about the Deep 4, wasn't it?
Satellite enabled.
Hold with you, Deep 4. I mean, I can't believe it. I remember the first day we used it, went over to Brevard, and man, it took me back over the top of the mountain.
I was asking if the GPS was runs off the data off the CD, or was it satellite enabled?
I believe it's satellite enabled.
Looking there somewhere to turn off the alternate routes or the non-approved roads, and that way a lot of times that'll resolve that.
And we wasn't in a hurry anyway, so it didn't really matter.
It's always a good thing never to be in a hurry when you're driving, because that's when mistakes happen.
Jeep, we're out sightseeing anyway.
Yes, what kind of Jeep? Is it a newer Jeep, or is it one of the, not trying to be offensive, or is it one of the harder frame rattle Jeeps?
2020. It's one of the
Jeep,
I think it's a JL. It's one of them Wranglers.
Yeah, one of my friends has one of those rattle Jeeps, and you get in and you just, the whole frame and everything just rattles, and it's so noisy. One day I just told him I'll just ride on top of the hood and probably be a little bit quieter.
Like a Cadillac. I mean, there's not a lot of noise in it. And that gets pretty decent gas mileage out on the interstate. I get about 28 out of it.
That is definitely good gas mileage for the Jeep and any vehicle this day and time frame. KO4PXV, where did everybody go?
Attention, I was going by Greer High School. But I'm back now.
I'm driving up 25, watching traffic, trying to think if I could get Ken in any more trouble before he gets out of radio range.
Yeah, I don't foresee it takes much for men to get in trouble without any help.
You're right about that. But usually I try to stay out of trouble as much as I can anyway.
Susan, when are you going to get your license?
Listen, she don't like to talk on it.
A lot of stuff on here. If you can ask the questions.
That's what Google's for.
It'll lead you down the wrong path.
Can't count on anything except for what you really know or what you really seen yourself.
Go ahead, Lloyd, pick it up.
Yeah, that is definitely true. Most of the time, if you don't see it, then it's not true. Because that way, you'll always be safer by having a visual confirmation of it.
How did the election day go for you?
It was definitely an interesting day. I got home about 9 o'clock that evening, but because I went and told them that I needed to go vote, so I ran into the to go vote and then came back because we had to bring in the election machines and for the voters registration to clock them all back in. And after that, I left.
You had to make a round there in the morning anyway, and then you had to be like on call, right, in case there was an issue.
Said all my issues that were at the election sites were handled prior to me coming in, so I got into work around 10 o'clock from checking up my different sites and drove like 62 miles to collect do everything in my sites. It was just definitely an interesting and busy morning.
What Spartanburg projects you working on now?
Yep, the county is going to the new VMware version 7.5, so we've got all the new storage devices that is going on, and so we're setting up the network switches for that and migrating everything over from version 6.5 to 7.5, and we're also putting everything into the new emergency operations center. We're getting new switches and all new printers and everything set up there. So, and also putting some of the preliminary stuff in the new courthouse that's being built in Spartanburg.
I'm going to be busy. Pick it up, Patrick. I am getting ready to cross the state line anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3 so I have a chance to anyway. Ken, you and Miss Susan have a safe trip and enjoy your Thanksgiving, and hope everything goes smooth for you down there and back. Lloyd, I will talk to you later, hopefully, maybe tomorrow, and be safe out there tonight on your way in. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
All right, Patrick, you do the same. Please be careful, and I'll definitely talk to you another time.
You and Miss Elise and your son have an awesome Thanksgiving, and be safe out there, and I'll try to catch you another time. KN4 TFW. Lloyd.
I'm about 15 minutes from the daycare, and then it's another 10 minutes from there, so I'll be home pretty much close to the 6 o'clock time frame like any other time.
At least you didn't get stuck in it before you found out, right?
It's definitely true. That's why I'm definitely appreciative of the road report well ahead of time. Because a lot of times I get on the SCDOT cameras and see where the stoppage is prior to getting there. But I didn't have time, and I was kind of just hoping that it would be that way. But yeah, wishful thinking.
I have that SC511 app.
No, I just, you can get on the SCDOT's webpage, and it'll, and when the camera's red, or any, in that road traffic, it'll pretty much tell you where, you know, to go in and not go, and that way also listen to the radio on, pretty much, I don't ever come off of Rock 101, but, and they'll also give a traffic report close to the 5 o'clock time frame.
Yeah, I just got the app on my phone, and you just touch it, and it shows you where everything's red, and I was just headed down 85 and going to go into Greenville, and it's like, oops, it just comes to a screeching halt, so I just blew off that idea.
Sometimes you have to take alternate routes for things.
Hit the green arrow, and the guy just blowed the red light.
Please do watch out for the stupid drivers, because they're out there now and more so during holiday weekends.
Got that right. We see them every day. Man, I tell you what, traffic on White Hampton up here in Lyman looks pretty rough. Oh, I know why. Because they're all detouring for the interstate.
I definitely heard there was an accident on White Hampton somewhere, so, you know, going to be extra traffic running slow on there, too.
For me, I'm headed the opposite direction of that one. That one's over by the house.
That's definitely a good thing. I said, definitely be glad to get home and de-stress from just sitting in traffic or just taking an extra ride home.
Ride home, as long as it, you know, it's going, and that sitting in traffic that just gets aggravating, and everybody, you know, if everybody would do what they're supposed to, we'd just shoot right through there and never even have to stop. KN4 TFW.
Yeah, definitely talk about stupid drivers. I just love it when people go in the opposite lanes of traffic in those little half sections for turn lanes. It just floors me why they do that.
They let them do that on Edwards Road all the time. I mean, it's just going out through a community, and they zoom by there. I had a guy, he passed on Wade Hampton in the median, and that he just couldn't wait. And then when you see him, I mean, you get stopped at a red light, he's only one or two in front of you. He didn't get anywhere.
Yeah, and I tried that. It's probably been, 15 years or more, maybe longer than that, when I was taking my daughter to work, and a Malden police officer stopped me for improper use of lane. But now it would definitely cause more of an issue doing that.
I just stay over here on the right hand side due to speed limit, trying to mind my own business.
Yeah. My wife says I drive slow, but like I said, I do the same thing you do. I pretty much stay in the right hand lane, and I normally do no more than 65 miles an hour on the interstates, and normally or just try to maintain and keep from causing problems of traffic jams.
Yeah, the closer you get to the city, the faster the cars get.
Certainly do, and I don't understand it. I think the vehicles that have Georgia and North Carolina license plates on it, they just don't seem like they even have any idea what the rules in South Carolina are. That's most of the time I've seen the bad traffic, definitely not saying anything about anybody with those license plates if they're definitely a driver. It's just what I've seen on the interstates in my travels.
See a wreck or two about every day going to work or coming back, one or the other. And then there's always, man, up there in Spartanburg, they work 85 pretty hard.
And one thing that probably does not help any, that there's a shortage of highway patrols to work the accident. So
in a quarter mile,
when they
right
have the when they have a route or an issue like that, it takes for a little while for an officer to get there. And if the vehicles are needing to write a report, then they just have to sit there until the officer gets there.
Close now.
Negative. I was sitting there dealing with a little bit of traffic instead of trying to pick up the mic and talk on it. It's KO4PXB, because I'm here on Highway 14 now, which is definitely during this time frame is a real busy road.
14 is terrible. It's busy, especially right there by between Pelham Road and the interstate. Well, even going out towards Woodruff Road, it's just terrible.
Is that okay?
And you're in the truck.
I wanted to tell you and Susan have a good trip. Happy Thanksgiving. I got to get to work here, but I heard you in there. And same to you, Lloyd. I'm going to let you guys go. I just wanted to say, tell you that. N4ZLK, you guys have a good week.
You guys have an awesome Thanksgiving and have a safe trip down to Atlanta tonight and back.
Yeah, Shane, please be careful and have a great Thanksgiving. N4ZLK.
First Thanksgiving in about 10 years that my wife's got to have it with her family. Usually she ends up working Thanksgiving morning and then definitely has to be back for Black Friday for the restaurant, so it's not like you can go out of town.
Yeah, it's always good to have a day off. Like I said, my wife works Windstream, so she's off the Thanksgiving day but has to work on that Friday. And I work for Spartanburg County local government, so we're off the Thursday and Friday. So I get a 4-day weekend.
Until Monday, and Caesar don't have to be back till Tuesday, so it's going to be kind of nice to just relax and not have to be in a hurry for anything, you know what I mean?
It's definitely true. The only busy I'll be on Friday is to taking care of a 3-year-old because the daycare is closed on Fridays.
Hey, give me a minute. Let me get up on the interstate here. KN4 TFW. TFW, I'm back.
It's KO4PXB.
ZLK. N4 ZLK. KA3JCA.
Here, Richard. I don't know where he went. KN4 TFW.
Oh, hello, Mr. Ken. Are you on the way home, sir, or on the way traveling?
Dropped off the dog about 20 minutes ago, and now we're on the interstate headed north.
Got safely there, sir. And, yeah, I was sitting here looking. I found two repeaters over, one in Atlanta and one in Rome, that are on the Echo Link. So I'm going to give those to Chandler. I mean, Chandler, not to Shane, to see if he can hit him from where he's at.
I'll give him some more options anyway.
So, you guys headed to Raleigh, right? Was it about a 3.5 hour drive, 4 hours?
Of course, we don't try to push it too much.
Lived in Delaware, I'd get in the car at 5 o'clock after work, and I'd be home by 9:30. Mom and Dad lived up in Connecticut, so had to just drive up through New Jersey, through the Jersey Turnpike, and through New York City. And as soon as I got through the city, it was like 36 miles the other side of New York City. Is the kind of went through the smallest section there of where 95 went north, KA3JCA.
Do a lot of that all night driving, but I don't do so well at night anymore.
I like to either get up early in the morning and travel till it gets where the sun's not bothering you when you're going into the sun when it's rising from the east or setting in the west. I don't like driving during those times when it's rising or setting, but after it's basically up and not in your eyes, I can do pretty good. And I like driving kind of in the evening, but I like to be off the road about 8 o'clock.
It's too late. I start getting sleepy.
Alrighty, well, I just wanted to see if I could grab Shane real quick. Again, you guys have a great Thanksgiving, and hopefully we'll catch you when you're coming back through this way. And I'm going to go in here and help Sally out and got to get stuff ready because Ashley's going to go pick up some groceries for us, just last-minute stuff that we needed, and then she's going to pick us up dinner, KA3JCA.
Did you, Miss Sally, Miss Ashley, and you guys have an awesome Thanksgiving and that, and I'll try to catch you on the way back down, KN4KFW.
KA3JCA.